This podcast is brought to you by Meridian Manufacturing and Conveyall. Bring your seed storage and handling ideas to life with Meridian and Conveyall's custom-designed and engineered sites. Design, engineering, manufacturing, and delivery. Quality at every step of the way.
Some of the main reasons we even have seed laws in Canada are to protect producers in doing things like improving the overall quality and reliability of seed in the marketplace, to protect farmers from using seed of low quality, and also to protect them from producer or consumer fraud. So, and there's some other reasons we have seed laws that apply more to the seed industry in terms of playing a level playing field, but in terms of the producer, there's so much of it is for them that it's really important that we're able to engage with them and make sure that the future seed system that we develop works for them as well.
Hi, it's Mark Zinkowitz at the Canadian Seed Trade Association's semi-annual meeting in Ottawa. That was Wendy Yan you just heard. She's the national manager of the Canadian Food Inspection Agency's seed section, and she is responsible for enforcing the Seeds Act and regulations and administering federal seed law within Canada. With the entire seed regulatory system currently under the microscope, the next couple of years are going to be crucial not just for the seed industry, but for Yan and the CFIA. A big topic here in Ottawa this week is the Seed Synergy Collaboration Project, which is designed to create a next-generation seed regulatory system for the country. So how does Yan feel things are progressing?
Well, we're encouraged by the work of the Seed Synergy Collaboration Project. We know we still have a lot of heavy lifting to do collectively, but we're going to be moving the seed sector forward towards an appropriate level of balance between the government and industry involvement. So the ideas of the Seed Synergy partners, as they continue to advance and they continue to focus, that we're going to see in the white paper. We haven't seen that yet, but I understand that as the boards endorse the white paper, then it'll be the opportunity for it to be released on a more public level, that we're going to work with those organizations to determine the details. It's my understanding it's going to be very high level, and we'll work with them to determine those details. So I think it's really important as we approach this, and I know from some people's perspective, we've been working on this for a while now, but it's important to get it right. I feel that this is a once in a career opportunity to make holistic changes to the regulations in a modernization way instead of doing one-off regulatory amendments. So we need to make sure that industry comes together and we collectively, by involving all affected parties and stakeholders in a broad stakeholder base, that we're all in agreement as we move forward.
But alas, regulatory change never comes easy. I wanted to know what some of her biggest challenges are throughout all this.
I think for the Government of Canada, one of the biggest challenges is to ensure that we hear from all affected stakeholders and from Canadian citizens too on these important changes. So with any regulatory modernization process or any regulatory amendment process, not just modernization, the CFIA needs to consult with a broad range of stakeholders. Now with the Seed Synergy partners, we have a direct line of engagement with the seed associations. But what's sometimes challenging is to reach out to producer organizations. And I really understand this. I used to work for a producer organization, and they have so many issues that they have to deal with. And right now, there isn't a crisis in seed, so it's hard for them to direct their very limited resources towards these regulatory changes. And that makes complete sense to me that that is the approach. But we need to reach out to them, because some of the main reasons we even have seed laws in Canada are to protect producers in doing things like improving the overall quality and reliability of seed in the marketplace, to protect farmers from using seed of low quality, and also to protect them from producer or consumer fraud. So, and there's some other reasons we have seed laws that apply more to the seed industry in terms of playing a level playing field, but in terms of the producer, there's so much of it is for them that it's really important that we're able to engage with them and make sure that the future seed system that we develop works for them as well. It's challenging to a lesser extent, but still challenging to engage the grain industry because, again, it's not part of, you know, the direct contact that we have with the seed associations. And the grain industry is one step removed. But, you know, they do, because they're the next step in the value chain, they are affected by these changes. But where we're fortunate in that respect is that we have the AFC-led value chain roundtables. We've got the seed sector value chain roundtable, where there's representation from the grain industry. And then this isn't something we've taken advantage of to date, but if we did need to reach out in a larger way to the grain sector, we could see if we could get on the agenda for the grain roundtable as well. But coming back to engaging with producers, I think there's a real interest in seed-related regulatory changes. We're seeing this now through the value creation consultations, and I think we can benefit from the momentum that's created. The Canadian Federation of Agriculture sits on the Seed Sector Value Chain Roundtable, and I think it's going to be possible for us to cooperate with them, to reach out to the provincial general farm organizations, and then ourselves, CFIA, we will reach out to the national commodity organizations as well. And I'm hoping that the momentum to contribute to changes in the seed regulatory entire framework will help us build momentum that we can use into seed regulatory modernization.
With the seeds regulations set to be opened up in 2020, I wanted to know what the seed regulatory system of the future looks like for Jan and the CFIA.
So the goal of any regulatory modernization process is to improve the consistency, reduce the complexity, and strengthen consumer protection. And I think with the seeds regulations, we also have a really exciting opportunity to use incorporation by reference to give the regulations the flexibility to make changes to keep pace with advances in the industry. Incorporation by reference will allow changes to be made to regulatory documents faster and more efficiently than if they were embedded in regulations. So what we do is we take parts of the regulations out of the regulations themselves, and they're housed outside of that process. And there's still a process to make changes, but we don't have to go through a regulatory amendment process, or they can point to international standards as well. So this is going to allow the seed program to be more responsive and flexible to meet the needs of stakeholders, to do the things that we, our goals, which are to prevent fraud and to ensure traceability and quality and safety of Canada's seed supply, because the seed supply is the basis for all agricultural production. Another opportunity that we'll have in this regulatory modernization process is the chance to explore public-private partnerships. So this is something that the Seed Synergy partners are bringing to the table. We'll be very interested to get the chance to read the final white paper, or I should say, not the final white paper, but the it's going to be an evergreen document, but to see what the boards have endorsed, because it's my understanding that they've said all along they'd like to explore public-private partnerships in the area of seed certification. So that's something that we're prepared to discuss with them. But overall, I certainly hope, and at CFIA, we hope that the future seed regulations align with leading industry practices. We want things to be transparent and not overly prescriptive. I think this is just a modern approach to writing of regulations, and I think we'll benefit from that. Because, again, modernized regulations, they reduce unnecessary regulatory burden, provide flexibility to support innovations and changes in science and technology.